Taxi News, I'm Larissa Donovan with the Up North Report. Library and museum funding updates were first on the Beltrami County Board of Commissioners' work session agenda Tuesday. Citizens, some dressed as their favorite books or literary characters, turned out in support of the Bemidji Public Library, which may be facing a drastic reduction in hours and staff next year due to budget cuts. Melissa Watley with the Kitchigami Regional Library System offered the Beltrami County Board an alternative to the 40% reduction to Bemidji and Black Duck's libraries.
We would like to request and propose a meet me halfway option with the Beltrami County Board.
Kitchigami's proposal includes releasing some of its reserves for offsetting levy requests in exchange for Beltrami County increasing the budget to the library by $81,000. The county budgeted nearly $438,000 for Beltrami County's libraries in the Kitchigami system in 2025, but reduced that to $265,000 for next year, which is considered the minimum maintenance of effort to participate in a regional library system. Regional libraries are required to operate at least 20 hours per week. Since Black Duck's library only operates 21 hours a week, Watley says most of the cuts will be felt at the Bemidji branch. The preliminary county budget set in September also cuts the $7,500 in funding to the Beltrami County History Museum. That cut represents about 10% of the center's annual operating budget. But the museum has since secured a private donation to cover the difference. Executive Director Emily Thaves also shared a major grant announcement.
For the very first time that we have secured private grant funding for the complete redesign of our permanent exhibits.
The Beltrami County Historical Society is seeking advisory committee members for the project, with interested people encouraged to apply by November 30th. County Administrator Tom Berry says expected cost shifts from state and federal sources are forcing all departments to make adjustments.
We're going without police vehicles. We're reducing our staff. We're reducing all of these things as an operation. And the board had made a decision with these budget principles and priorities that we're going to have to constrain our budget to work within our means and focus the limited resources we have on the county.
Beltrami County will host its annual Truth in Taxation hearing at 6 p.m. on December 2nd, where members of the public can comment on the proposed budget and levy. Hundreds packed into Forest View Middle School in Baxter on Saturday, largely to oppose MnDOT's plans for the Highway 371 overpass of Highway 210. The Brainerd Dispatch reports many are concerned with a proposed button hook design, which includes 5 new roundabouts and 2 bridges. Attendees told MnDOT engineers and the Baxter City Council that they are worried about business access, the main business district's economy, and the character of the city. The design is MnDOT's preferred option for the complicated intersection of 2 busy highways, railroad tracks, and frontage roads. Those opposed say the proposed design would make Baxter feel more like the Twin Cities, not the gateway to the lakes area it aims to be. Business owners express concern over construction impacts and future access, and community members say the project is designed around tourist traffic that only affects the area in the summer. The Baxter City Council has 90 days to approve or deny MnDOT's plan. The City of Walker announced it is accepting applications to fill a vacancy on its City Council. The Walker City Council accepted the resignation of fellow member Char Moore last month. The Walker City Council members have 4-year terms, and Moore began her most recent term in January. On its official Facebook page, the City of Walker says the appointed council member would serve until December 2026. A special election would then select a candidate to fill the remaining 2 years of the term. Requirements include being a qualified city voter who is at least 21 years old and a resident of the city for at least 30 days. Walker City Council members earn a $600 monthly stipend. Interested Walker residents can apply online or by stopping into Walker City Hall before noon on November 26th. That's it for the Up North Report. Find more of our stories and photos at KAXE.org, where you can also find content from our music, phonology, and morning show teams. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Larissa Donovan, telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is made possible by Woodland Bank, serving the area since 1920 with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River. Woodland Bank believes in building community and serving local nonprofits like KAXE.